All right, let's do this experiment. Tell people what they need to do right now.
Well, actually, I use this station break time to clear the water. And, boy, somebody out there is really trying to pull one over on us because they got the worst water they could possibly find.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know who or where, but when I started checking, we got somebody out there that's got water that actually had demons in it.
You can feel that?
Well, I found it with my dowsing system. I simply said, do you understand about all the water out there that the folks want energized tonight? And I got a yes. I said, okay, has anybody got any water out there that has demons in it? And I got a yes. I didn't bother to count to see how many or anything.
Could be more than one.
Well, I don't doubt that a bit. Let me, if it's more than one, yeah, how many is it one? I think probably it's about 17 of them, maybe. 17 or 18, somewhere in that range.
Out of millions? That's not all bad, is it?
No, not all. Not bad at all. So what I hope I have done, frankly, I've done the same thing I did last year, just to kind of repeat performance here. We worked at removing any demonic forces, any type of negative spiritual influence, any negative thought forms, any hexes, curses, or spells, any negative energetic patterns. We had to clear it all up. We worked at scrambling the frequency of the chemical, biological, and radiological pollutants and adjusting that frequency to the frequency of pure water. So now we are ready to go. And we also invited in the spirit of the water because we had to clear it out before the spirit of the water would come in. So what we want to do now is to raise the energy of this water, sitting out there by everyone's radio or whoever it happens to be, to the highest appropriate level to accomplish the greatest amount of good. Now, that's the best way I know to do that. That's kind of a general, vague statement, but still, yet I think it'll cover all the bases, because I don't know what each person needs out there.
Okay.
What I would like for, and I know we've got a few, I mean, you're going to draw a few locos in no matter what you do. So, but I'd say for the most part, based upon what I've learned and associated with your listening audience in the past year, you've got an awful lot of really good, sincere people out there.
Yes, we do.
And for those of you out there that have pain, what I'd like for you to do is just focus on that we're changing the energy in this water, and you're going to drink it in a little bit. But before you drink it, I want you to hold it and say a prayer over it. I don't really care whether you even use English or not. I don't care what your prayer is, or if you don't like the word prayer, put an affirmation into it or an intent. You act upon your own belief system and put the thought in this water. What do you want it to do for you? And as you are slowly drinking the water, have the mentality or the thought, this water is going into my body, and it is becoming a part of every cell in my body, causing it to function in a healthy manner. If you have cancer, you might visualize this water going in and dislodging cancer cells. If you have arthritis, you might visualize it dissolving any calcium deposits in your joints. If you can incorporate visualization along this, and all visualization is, or imagination, is creating a mental picture of what you want to happen. Now, you're not, if you focus on your pain too much, or on the problem continually, you're not going to help yourself. What you got to do is focus on the goal, because energy follows thought. At least some guy named Einstein is supposed to have said something like that. So, you want to put your thoughts into what you want, not into what you don't want. So, just create a mental picture of what you want to happen in your body. Now, you don't have to be anatomically knowledgeable and correct on this. If you want to create a mental picture of it, symbolic, well, that's fine. Go ahead and do that. And it really doesn't matter how ridiculous it may be, because the brain thinks in pictures rather than words anyway. So create a mental picture of what you want to happen in your body, and ask the water to go into your body and make those corrections for you. Now, this is done with respect and more of a very respectful request, more than a demand, really, in my opinion. And then, once you drink the water, then it is then within a matter of a short period of time, it will actually be a part of every cell of your body, because your body now is composed of the water you have drank previously. So this is a way to send a message to the cells of the body.
And does it work pretty fast?
Well, it depends upon the belief system of the person. Now, we ran into one lady that said that she could hold the bottle of water up to her hip, and the hip pain went away. But she couldn't go through life doing that, so she gets a very small bottle, pours some of the water in, sticks it in her pocket, and it took away the hip pain. We had another case up in Canada. The word that came to me was a chiropractor found that he could take a bottle of this water, lay it on the solar plexus of his patient, and be able to manipulate a frozen joint that he had not been able to move previously. Now, how the man thought of doing this, I don't know, but that's the word I got.
It's almost as if it's used for anything.
Well, I believe it probably could be used for about everything. I mean, we are constantly learning. When we first started doing this, we didn't know this stuff was going to happen. We had a call from a gentleman down in Southern California there in the desert who had a well going dry, and he wanted to know if I could help him with it. I said, well, your problem is the land has some curses on it. You've got a lot of negative energy. Let's see if we can get rid of it. And then he had a big hot spring there. And it's quite old, like maybe built back in the 30s, mm-hmm. and moss and algae and so on have grown around the pool. He had a pool which... he sent a picture of it. It looked about the size of a big swimming pool. And his spring was just really choked up with algae. And I said, I'm going to send you a video there. You play it and put your container of water in front of the video. Then take the water and pour in your spring, but put a thought form what you want. Well, this gentleman showed up in my class down in Southern California back in March. And he had done that within a week. He goes out there and he finds out that all the moss that he's tried to scrub off and vacuum off of his pool for years and couldn't is all coming loose. Not only that, the spring cleared up. Now, the interesting thing about this is the spring was upstream from the pool. So we all know water runs downhill. But I had put a thought form in that video that it would affect all water that it touched or came in contact with.